Man.
Man has,
in his poor heart,
places that do not yet exist,
and into which pain enters in order for them to exist.
I understand better why, earlier, I had such a hard time beginning.
Now I know what voice I wish had come before me,
had carried me, had invited me to speak, and had lodged itself in my own discourse.
I know what was so intimidating about beginning to speak, because it is here where I heard him.
And he is no longer here to hear me.
While divining nature's loneliest moment, let my whole and unique melody rise
in the evening, and increase, and do all it can,
and say the thing that the thing is,
and fall,
and rise again,
and cause pain,
oh, solo of sobs,
and rise,
and fall, according to its required task.
I sometimes hear men speak of the pleasure they took.
Was this woman or that? Not necessarily vulgar,
though sometimes very precise.
But I feel like telling them, come now. It was something else.
Something else. No words for it. No sentence can embody it. Or rather, if I start a sentence thinking I have, on the tip of my tongue,
the picture, the moment, the color, the fallen dress,
that glow on the woman's body,
her shoulder strap sliding down,
that feeling of fear mixed with haste, her arms, her wandering mind,
my memory becomes disordered.
I don't forget, but things slip away if I force my memory.
I suddenly understand what happens to me.
I imagine.
Yes. I no longer remember. I imagine. It is morning now, I think.
You're deaf.
Rachel.
Cruel.
But I have what I wanted.
You have nothing at all.
To life. You need a body that is not exact.
This is exact.
In The Dutchman.
Janord was studying
the stars moving away from the Milky Way. Soon, as predicted, gravity pulls them back,
measuring the positions
and speed of these repatriated stars. Oort was able to calculate the mass of our galaxy.
Imagine his surprise on discovering that visible matter represented only 50% of the mass necessary to exert such gravitational force. Where did the other half of the universe go?
Phantom matter was born, omnipresent,
but invisible.
The time when, in the countryside,
we were alerted dogs barking in the deep night,
when many colored parachutes, bearing weapons and cigarettes,
fell from the sky to clearings amid the glow of firelight.
A time of basements and the desperate cries of torture victims with children's voices.
The struggle of the shadows had begun. Enter, here, Jean Mulang
with his terrible cortege
of those who died in basements
without having talked, like you. And perhaps even worse, after having talked.
In a way, fear is the daughter of God,
redeemed on Good Friday night.
She is no pretty sight.
Sometimes mocked, sometimes cursed, repudiated by all.
But don't be mistaken. She's at every deathbed. She intervenes on man's behalf.
That night.
Getting up at night. Every night. Faint light in the room.
From where?
Mystery. Nil from the window.
No.
Almost nil.
That doesn't exist.
Neil.
Blank. Like the negative name Di Elford, Kodak or Fuji. All of a piece, needing to be blown upon.
So it will stretch, depending on who blows. Hitchcock, Lemoyne, Vigo. Dissolve.
Editing ideas together, no points of suspension.
This is no crime novel or Celine.
Leave him to literature. He deserved to suffer and re-enlist, book after book, in the regiments of language.
With cinema, it is something else.
It is life.
Nothing new, but hard to talk about.
Tough enough to live and die it.
But to talk about it. There are books. But cinema isn't books.
just music and painting,
which can be lived but not really talked about. So cinema. You see now what to say about it. Life is the subject.
CinemaScope and color is attributes, if we are broad-minded. Life.
The beginning of life. Like you, cloth parallel lines.
Is a beginning of geometry. There have been other lives, will be others.
A broken blossom, hunted lions. The silence of a hotel in Sweden.
Others' lives are unsettling.
The life itself I'd like to blow out of proportion.
To make it admired or reduced to its basic elements.
For students, and earth dwellers in general.
And spectators in particular.
The life itself, I'd like to hold prisoner.
By means of pans of nature.
Fixed shots of death.
Long and short takes, loud and soft sounds.
Free and enslaved, actors and actresses.
But life thrashes about, worse than Nanook's fish. Slips away like Monica's memories, in the red desert around Milan.
All is eclipsed. And it so happens that
the only big problem in cinema
is where and why to start a shot
and where and why to end it. When we know how many deaths, not symbolic or simulated,
but real ones, one life costs,
we no longer care about meaning.
Only a life filled
to the bursting point gives meaning to life,
irreducible to any meaning.
By living the combination of all the body's forces, life stops questioning itself
and accepts itself as pure answer
event
that no longer needs to proclaim its ascent to itself
to become the greatest of ascents.
Nothing can comprehend this relation of the body to the world.
The degree zero of the other is posited.
When we utter the word man,
there must be a Russian people in swaddling clothes.
These political slaves must have moral freedom.
These beasts in the hell of drunkenness and massacres
must be doted with a recklessness unequaled in Europe.
These people, capable of anything,
like cruel children and asleep in terrible impotence,
must be the only people in Europe
who still have a god.
Shut up, Cassandra.
So long as we're asleep.
For which curtain rise, do we rid ourselves of our dreams? How do we dare, on waking, bring them to light? Oh, in the light, each of us carries about us invisible dreams.
Music carries us all to that line of light, gleaming under the curtain.
When the orchestra tunes its violins,
the dance begins.
Our hands slide and separate.
We lose ourselves in one another's gaze.
Bodies brushing delicately against one another.
Trying not to tear one another from its dream.
To send him back into the dark. To rid the night of the night, which is not day.
As we loved each other.
It's what I like in cinema.
A saturation of magnificent signs.
Bathing in the light of their absence of explanation. It cannot be spoken.
It can be written.